This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello and welcome in live to Ron Segi today on this extended 4th of July weekend. Welcome aboard and we hope you enjoy our next 2 hours. Our guest this week, actor, movie producer, TV network executive Robert Townsend will be joining us. Former stock car driver from NASCAR, now commentator on NBC, Kyle Petty will be here. Prima Edgerman and Jocko Sims from the New Amsterdam and comedian Joe Coy will also be joining us. We'll be here next hour with Tom Clavin, who wrote a book about Wild Bill Hickok, Richard Engel, the NBC chief foreign news correspondent, and Steve Coogan, an actor, will be chatting with us from England, and then we're going to talk about Cutting the Cord with Delaney Simmons. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi today. We'll be right back with Robert Townsend, our first guest this week.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
It's nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. And our next guest has been on our show in the past. I really enjoy talking to him. He is a real Hollywood icon. There's no doubt about it. Problem is, I always have a difficulty trying to come up with everything to explain what he does in the introduction. So I'm just going to say right now that he does everything. Actor, comedian, writer, director, network executive. Joining us right now is our friend Robert Townsend. Hi, Robert. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and thank you for that wonderful introduction.
The more things thank that you do, the harder it is to introduce you, because then we don't have any time to chat.
I've been blessed to write, direct, produce, act, and, you know, star in different movies and television shows. So, you know, a crazy thing to be a hyphen, but I love it.
Robert, tell us about this movie that's coming out now.
Yes, sir. I am so excited. The documentary is called Making the Five Heartbeats.
I know.
And it's about my second movie, The Five Heartbeats. People love that movie. And I co-wrote it with Keenan Ivory Wayans, directed it, starred in it, produced it. And, you know, fans really love it. And now I've done this documentary about my journey to make the movie. And so it's really the story of a young filmmaker trying to figure it out. And it's all the ups and downs of my journey. So the documentary, you know, has been nominated now for the NAACP Image Award, but I've won already because I'm on the phone with you.
Oh, that's very nice of you to say. You won already with everything else that you've done, including this, and it's going to be available on DVD. Am I not correct on that, Robert?
Yes, people can pre-order it right now on RobertTownsend.com. So if they, you know, if they're fans and they say, oh, I love that movie and I'd love to get a copy of it, the pre-orders, because tomorrow, as a matter of fact, is the anniversary of when the film was released in theaters 28 years ago.
You know, my roots, too, are in music from that era. So I love this. I mean, I perform with a 15-piece orchestra doing all the songs from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. So this movie is very, very dear to my heart. I am so happy that you are having this, making the Five Heartbeats available to everybody now through the DVD sales. That's sensational. It really is. And I also like American Soul, your presentation of Don Cornelius' Soul Train story.
Oh, let me say, I've been having an amazing time working on the show. I did two episodes of the show. I knew Don Cornelius and the TV series on BET right now, and it's really, you know, an examination of this brilliant man who created and changed the landscape of music. And so it's a wonderful show. I'm just waiting right now to see if we get picked up for another season.
Oh, it is.
I had the best time, and I just love music. And like when you said, you know, so now do you sing or are you a performer?
I sing.
Oh, my God. Oh, my brother. Congratulations.
I sing. Yeah. In fact, back in the old days, around 1971, 72, I had two Grammy Award nominations, and you can relate to this because you got into executive world of network programming. I started owning radio stations, so I stopped singing. Well, when I came down to Florida, I said, I'm going to do this again. Only I'm going to do it as a swan song with a 15-piece orchestra. So I don't make any money because it costs like $9 million to do this thing.
But, oh, my God.
But I'm having a good time. I really am. I just run down everything that you have done. It is sensational. Ladies and gentlemen, go to a dictionary and look up everything in show business, and you will see Robert's picture. I mean, everything. Unbelievable.
God bless you. God bless you.
You come a long way from old Cooley High, have you not, Robert?
You know, here's the thing. As an artist, you know, I love what I do, and anytime I get to create, I am so happy. And like I said, you know, like with the documentary, I just give you a glimpse into my creative process, and I think it's a kind of a fun journey because you get to see the frustrations that I go through to make that movie. And like you said a second ago, you know, in terms of performing, how much it cost and everything. And I just love the journey of being an artist.
A lot of people will say, "Oh, you're so lucky you've done this." They don't see the behind the scenes, the struggle. Ladies and gentlemen, this man used his own credit cards to finance a movie. It is not an easy ball game to go out there and finance a movie. This is hard, hard stuff. I mean, when you go out and get a mortgage or a loan on an apartment building, it's brick and mortar. Boy, when you're talking about intellectual property, that's tough, Robert.
Well, you know, the thing is that you got to really believe. And I think when you're an artist, all you have is your faith in yourself.
That's right.
And friends that support you. And so I think that you got to have a vision. And I think, you know, part of the journey is you really got to want it, too. So many people say they want to, you know, live a life as an artist, but they're not willing to take the chances. And I think that's what I've always done. And, like, especially my journey when you see the documentary, I mean, I think because you're a performer as well, you'll really understand all the bumps along the way, but I still won.
I love it. I think it's sensational. I think you are showing warts and all and how it is to succeed in this business, and most importantly, how difficult it is, which you have persevered. He has been nominated for over 30 NAACP Image Awards for film and television. Tell us about, though, and I don't know how you do this. I really don't, because you've worked with everybody. You've done everything. I don't know how you find time to be a humanitarian, but you are a longtime speaker for the United Negro College Fund. Tell us about the Milken Family Fund that you're so involved with.
For 5 years, Lowell Milken and Michael Milken, they have a special fund that they honor teachers, and they give $25,000 to 100 teachers all across America, and they get to use the $25,000 for whatever they want to do. And so we do a surprise assembly, and then we honor them with the check, and it's kind of like a publisher's clearinghouse sweepstakes. They never know they're going to get the check, and it's just beautiful, and it honors teachers all across America.
Good for you. Let me pose this to you, because this has always been interesting to me, because I fall into this category myself sometimes, and that is when you were running the network, okay, when you were in charge of all programming, of which you've done a ton of things, and again, I'm leaving out so many of the great movies that you were part of. Way down deep inside, did you have that urge that you want to get back in front of the camera? Because once you get a little taste of what it's like to be the person on stage, the center of the whole production. It's pretty tough to sit at a desk and do negotiations with a bank and an accountant and engineers. And
I'm not going to lie. I do miss it. I do. You know, as a matter of fact, I'm working on a few projects to be, you know, back in front of the camera. But there is a side where, you know, I'm a kid. I still love making people laugh or making them cry. As a matter of fact, I've been working on a one-man show about my life that I took on the road last year, and I may bring it back this year. But I still have that artist in me. I think it's like, I'm pretty sure when you sing, you just are transported.
Oh, yeah.
And I just think that that's, you know what I mean? We're talking now, but I know if you're on that stage, and, you know, what's your favorite song, just real quick for you? What's the song you sing the most?
I sing a lot, but I love singing Roy Orbison songs, you know, Crying Pretty Woman, Gene Pitney, Neil Diamond. And when you do that, you know, you could have a headache, you could have a backache, you could have a financial problem, you could have an argument with your wife. You forget all that stuff when you're up there. You know that, Robert?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, well, see, I mean, here's the thing. There's nothing like living the life of an artist, you know? And I, like I said, I've been totally blessed. As a matter of fact, one of my movies is the 22nd anniversary today, and that's BAPS that I directed with Halle Berry.
I love that.
And, thank you. Thank you.
That.
And so, you know, it was her first comedy, and now when I talk to her, she's like, Robert, people stop me on the streets and they know me the most from that movie. So I feel really honored.
Well, from a young man who was reading Shakespeare in school to being on the big stage in comedy and in the center of attention, you're quite a guy. And you know what? You're not only a good talent, you're a good guy. And in this business, you know, that's hard to find these days, Robert.
Oh, man, thank you so much. Thank you. Well, you know, here's the thing. I think, to me, the really great people that I admire, they're really nice people.
Yeah.
They really are nice
you're
people.
Right. Yeah.
And so thank you for that compliment.
Well, it's meant from the heart. I know you have a website. Where can we go to get all this information that's happening for you?
If people want to know more about what I'm working on, as well as if they want to pre-order the DVD, they can simply go to RobertTownsend.com, and everything is right there.
Are you going to be down in Orlando anytime in the near future, where we originate our national show?
You know what? I'm supposed to go to... I'm going to 3 film festivals. I'm going to one in Detroit on the 13th to show the documentary. Then I'm going to be in Cleveland on the 25th. But I'm supposed to be coming to Orlando, and I just don't know the date. But there's a film festival down there, and I'll be down there.
Yes, there is a film festival. I've been involved with it. Well, let me tell you something. When you do that, let's make sure that we cross paths, break some bread together, and chat a little bit. I'd love to have you.
Oh. I'd love to do that, so let's make it a date.
Okay, thanks, Robert. Then we'll set it up, and congratulations on all that you've done, and good luck. Hey, we'll be rooting for you, my friend.
Thank you so much, man. It's been a treat talking with you, and you have an amazing day, and keep singing.
Okay, and you keep on working real hard, okay? Keep giving us that entertainment that we love, whether it's comedy, motion pictures, television, whatever the case may be. Don't stop, okay?
Thank you so much.
Rob Townsend has been our guest, and he's got the soulful documentary, Making of the Five Heartbeat, the brainchild of our guest, Robert Townsend. And we'll be right back with more live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. Well, coming up is the change of the guards. For the first half of the NASCAR season, it was televised on ESPN. It will now switch over to NBC carrying the weekly action of the NASCAR circuit. And, of course, in the announcer's booth, it's going to be our next guest, former stock car driver from the King Petty family, veteran stock car driver and commentator Kyle Petty, and Brian Ashcroft, the regional director for the franchise operations at Liberty Tax Services. Kyle, Brian, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us. Thanks, Ron. Glad to be here.
Well, before we start, Brian, I want to tell Kyle that you got the best job in the world. You know that? I mean, what a great way to spend the weekend. And congratulations on all the success that you and your family have had over many, many years.
Thank you very much. I used to have the best job in the world because I used to get, they let me actually drive a race car. That was the best job. Now I've got the second best job. I get to talk about it.
Well, you know, Kyle, your father has been on our show several times, and even your son Adam had been on a couple of times. And this is a sport that has never faltered when it comes to paying tribute to veterans. You know, some other sports have had controversy. Not racing.
No, never racing. Never racing. And I think that's because, honestly, if we go back to the very, very, very beginning of the sport, when we go back to the early 40s, when stock car racing really took off and when NASCAR was formed in 48, 49, right there, when you look back, and I look back at that part of the sport, a lot of the initial guys in the sport were veterans from World War II.
Right, right.
They'd come back from Europe. They were looking for something, looking for excitement. Remember, this was a southeastern sport. This is where it was born, so what better way to have a little excitement than to take an old Chevy and go run circles in a cow pasture somewhere? And that's where stock car racing came from. So I don't think we've ever gotten away from that part of our roots and the respect that we have for the military.
Of course, your grandfather was part of that initial family of stock car drivers.
Yes, sir, he was. Now, I will say this. My grandfather was older when he started racing, and I like to tell people that he didn't come from the military. He came from the beverage transportation business. to be politically correct, that's why he was in before he started driving. But he was that rare breed that came out of that side of it.
Oh, that is funny. That really is. Well, when you talk about dynasties, in politics, it's Kennedys and Bushes, and in show business, it's Douglas, and music, it's Presley, and in automobile racing, it's the Petty family. Now, tell us, Kyle, how you teamed up with this Liberty Tax Service. You mean to tell me that we tax the disability payments on veterans?
Here's how we kind of came about and how we got teamed up, really. Last year, Liberty Tax Service got involved in NASCAR and came to NASCAR as a sponsor in the truck series. So they have invested in the sport. They have become part of the sport. And as you say, my family's been around this sport since the late 40s. So if you come to the sport and you want to help the sport, then we want to help you. And that's kind of the way it is.
Kyle, a preview of this Sunday's running. What do you think is going to happen here Sunday?
You know what? Probably a really good question because I don't think anybody really knows. I think listening, watching the race last weekend, watching some of the practices, and the drafting. There's a different rule this year where NASCAR has really opened the door and said, okay, there's not a ride height rule. You guys can run any springs, any shocks, anything you want to run. You've just got to do what you want to do, basically, is what it is when it comes to chassis setup. In the past, we haven't had that. It's been more dictated to what these guys could run. So we've got two different views. We've got guys that are out there trying to run really, really fast and guys that are out there trying to get comfortable and be able to race. So I think the cars are all over the racetrack right now, and that's what the drivers are talking about. No matter what your car is doing, you've got to watch out for what somebody else is doing. So it's going to be interesting to see how the young guys, and there's so many young guys in the sport right now, how they approach this and how the veterans like Jimmy Johnson or Ryan Newman and guys like that approach it, because I think they'll be more conservative where the younger guys will put it all on the line a little bit. And where those two worlds collide, we're going to see who the survivor is. But it's going to be an interesting race. This may be one of the most interesting that we've seen over the last 3 or 4 years.
What are your thoughts on the fact that they're going to have one less crew member out there in the pits?
Yeah, you know, that's a NASCAR thing for supposedly saving money. And, you know, racing and saving money is an oxymoron. I don't think they go together. Let me tell you something. Growing up in a racing family, if we had a buck, we spent it on a race car. That's the way it was.
Yeah.
And that's the way it's always going to be, because you're going to spend as much money as you can to go faster and to win and to beat that other guy. So I do think that in the big picture of the sport, it probably is a positive move, because it does limit what some of the upper teams can do and the amount of money that they spend. I don't like parity in any sport, I will say that, but I do believe that it will help some of these teams stay in business. So I think it's a plus.
Kyle, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask how your dad's doing.
You know what? He's doing good. He's 80 in July.
Yeah, I know.
And still kicking, still at the racetrack, goes to the racetrack every week. He's been going to the racetrack. When my grandfather started racing, my dad was, I think, 12 or 13 years old, and my dad's gone to the racetrack almost every week of his life since that point in time. So I think if you took the racetrack away from him, he would just sit down and just slowly deteriorate and go away. Because he needs a race car, he needs to smell that gasoline, he needs to see cars running fast.
I got to tell you, it would be very hard to take away that hat, too. That would be another
one.
That would be another one. Kyle, the next time we chat, I want to talk about why Chrysler, the muscle car manufacturer, is still not back into the NASCAR circuit. I don't understand that for any reason. I mean, your dad certainly knew the success of those cars.
Yeah, you know, I think there's so many different manufacturers that have come and gone in the sport. You know, listen, remember when GM had the Buicks and the Oldsmobiles and all that kind of disappeared too, and Chrysler's not in the sport right now, but hopefully they're taking another peek at it. We've heard rumors over the last 12 to 18 months that they're taking another look at it, so hopefully they'll be back soon.
That would be huge. Brian, can you give us that website again for the veterans who are now eligible for this tax rebate?
Certainly. It's LibertyTaxVeteransHelp.com.
Brian Ashcraft, the regional director for the franchise operations at Liberty Tax Services, and Kyle Petty. Kyle, you got to come back, but we're going to need to talk more about racing these days, and I'll come up one of these Sundays and join you in the booth if you don't mind. I'd love to have that little nice second job that you have there.
Come on up, man. You can talk. You can do it, man.
You can do it. Thanks, Kyle. Thanks, Brian. And we'll be watching Sunday.
Thanks.
Kyle Petty and Brian Ashcraft. And as we mentioned in the introduction, over the past couple of years, the season for NASCAR, which goes from February, where the Daytona 500 is done, right up until the end of October, they split the season. ESPN does the first half of the season, and then at the end of June, NBC takes over, and they air the NASCAR series, and one of the commentators in the booth is our guest and friend for a long time, Kyle Petty, of course, from the Petty family, who produced Lee Petty, the grandfather of Kyle, Richard Petty, the King, Kyle Petty, and his son Adam, which unfortunately was lost in an automobile accident on the NASCAR circuit a couple of years ago at a very young age. I think he was like 19 or 20. We had talked to him just a couple of weeks before that. But that is a dynasty that is unparalleled in the sport. We're going to pause for a second. There is more to come live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Seggi today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So, this is a product product, we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Crews are checking out damages to cracked and burned buildings, crumpled roads, leaking water and gas lines, and more infrastructure problems after the largest earthquake Southern California has seen in 20 years. The 7.1 magnitude quake was felt all over most of California and into Nevada and Mexico. Robert Sanders is with the U.S. Geological Survey. He says there's probably more coming.
We expect to see numerous aftershocks continue for the days and weeks following this event, and there is a 10% chance that there would be another event of a similar or larger magnitude as this one, whereas there is a more likely event of a magnitude 6 earthquake aftershock from the 7.1, and then more magnitude 5s and 4s as the weeks progress.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
worldwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today. Well, Sunday nights are big these days at 10 o'clock Eastern Time on NBC with the new Amsterdam now in a new season. And joining us right now from the show is Prima Edgeman.
Oh, yay!
Edgeman. Phonetically figure that out like we would use in Italian, agita.
Just, well done.
And Jocko Sims. Hey, guys, welcome to the show and congratulations on this new venture.
Thank you so much.
How are you doing today, Ron?
I'm doing good, and we're off to a great start with a great week with two great guests. You play Jocko, Dr. Floyd Reynolds, and Prima Edgeman. I'm going to say that 1,000 times today. Dr. Helen Sharp.
Correct.
And now, you know, I meant what I said. When I saw the trailers for this, I thought, this is going to be it. This is going to be the season for an exceedingly successful show. Now, this is actually inspired by a memoir called 12 Patients, Life and Death at Bellevue Hospital, which really is a hospital, by Dr. Eric Meinheimer. Tell us about the premise of this, how the whole thing got started. And we'll start with Prima Edgeman, because Prima Edgeman is the name that I'm going to be talking about all day today. Okay.
Brilliant. Yes, so you're exactly right. Our show is based on the memoir by Dr. Eric Meinheimer, who was the chief medical director at Bellevue for 15 years. And a lot of the things that you see in the pilot, he actually really did. You know, he moved in there to try and restore the hospital to its former glory, and he did fire the whole cardiac department, and he was really trying to make changes to improve the environment and the situation within the hospital, and also fundamentally return to putting the patient first. You know, it's about care. It's about trying to do the best for the people who are vulnerable and sick, and trying to sort of distance away from the bureaucracy and the red tape and everything else that comes along with the very complicated healthcare system. So yes, we are based on his memoir, and he in fact is one of the patients in his memoir, because he was battling cancer while he was trying to run this institution. So it's really interesting to get at that perspective from both sides of the line.
When was he there? What years?
He was there in 97. We've got to do some maths now, for 15 years. So I think 97 to 2000, and is that 12? Yeah, 2012.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I would be remiss, and I'm sorry if I'm asking a question that I should know, but is he still alive?
Oh, yes, and he's a producer on the show.
Oh, okay.
And he battled cancer, and he won, and he's there.
Oh, Lord.
And he's there with us, and he's informing us. He's such a gift, actually, because he's so easy to talk to, and he's so erudite and so articulate and so informed, and he's there to inform us from the micro, you know, how to hold a needle, if you like, all the way up until the kind of socio-political commentary, you know, that the kind of, he's kind of looking at society through the prism of the healthcare system. He's quite an amazing, amazing man.
Now, is Dr. Meinheimer's character on the show Dr. Max Goodwin?
Yes, it is loosely based on Max Goodwin, who was played by Ryan Eggold.
Yeah.
If you remember him from The Blacklist, he's terrific actor.
No, he's been on our show several times.
Oh,
Ryan's a
good
guy.
There you go. You know him personally, Ryan. Yeah. No, he's fantastic, and he's just great in this character. He's got a subtleness to him, a reality to him that I think that a lot of people are going to gravitate towards. But, yes, that is the character that's based on, and much like it, you find out in the trailer and on the show that Max Goodwin also has cancer. So just the idea that this man was going around and being more concerned about the system and how broken it was and the patients while he was battling cancer is remarkable within itself, and it's just so great for us to be able to tell this story and be a part of it. And I think that's what makes it stand out from the rest of the hospital dramas you see every week. We're based on a true story. There's a lot of heart into it. We put a lot of research into our characters. I got to meet I play the head of the cardiac surgical department, and I got to meet the head of the cardiac surgical department, Dr. Norma Keller, who is at Bellevue. So we each got to sit down with the respective doctors and learn a lot, and we're bringing on the best we can to each of these episodes every week.
That's great. And, of course, the hospital we're talking about, Bellevue, is a real hospital, but when we bring in the Max Goodwin character, which is, of course, Dr. Meinheimer, then we start talking about how the main character, Max, all of a sudden thinks outside the box to an institution that's understaffed, underfunded, underappreciated, however, can treat Ebola patients, prisoners from Rikers, and the President of the United States all at one shot there under one roof.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like when people hear Bellevue, they just associate it with the psychiatric element of its history, but it is quite remarkable in that it pioneered so many firsts. The first C-section was performed there, the first maternity ward, the first nursing school, the first pacemaker was developed there. When you walk through those halls, there's these 8-foot-tall banners of all of the wonderful things that they have achieved. It's quite an institution, actually. Yeah. And as you say, they have their own prison ward there, which means they can treat patients from Rikers. They have their own courtroom, which means they can kind of, get things through the legislation more directly and more quickly. So it's quite formidable, really.
Is it difficult, and do you have to learn medical terms?
Yes. Every week the writers challenge themselves by seeing if they can make it more difficult for us.
I'm sure they do.
These amazing terms. And, actually we get a Dropbox every week emailed to us with a doctor, perhaps Dr. Mannheimer or a nurse, who pronounces it for us, if you will, and we'll just listen and learn that way. But, through practice, I think we're shooting now episode 7. We're getting better and better at it.
Oh, well, that's good. Now, Freema, for a second, this is not a strange environment for you, because you played a role on Doctor Who, did you not?
Yes, I did. And actually, though, Martha was still studying. So, Helen is qualified.
Yeah, no, you're in good shape.
So, yeah, it feels like an evolution, really, in that.
And other roles, The Carrie Diaries and Netflix Sense8 and Law & Order UK and television credits, Old Jack's Boat, Survivors, and, of course, on the big screen, Rulers and Dealers and North versus South. And I don't think it's any secret, other than the fact that you have this great London accent, since you're from jolly old England.
I am from jolly old England. It's so, I've had a great, I feel very lucky and very blessed. I've had a great amount of success in the last couple of years with the roles that I have had the opportunity and the good fortune to be able to play. I mean, the most recent one being on Netflix was Sense8, and I feel like that was such a pivotal role for me and in my career and in my life, actually. I learned so much and developed and grew so much. But I was playing an American in that role, so it does feel nice to have the opportunity to work here in my native tongue, as it were.
Yeah, that's great. And Jocko, actor, writer, producer, you were in Dreamgirls, Jarhead, The Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, the Star series Crash, The Last Ship, Masters of Sex, on television with Grey's Anatomy, NCIS, Burn Notice, CIS, Bones, and you got a couple of projects now being developed for television and the big screen, but I understand that you produce music and manage music artists. Now, I'm a singer and tour with a 15-piece orchestra. Maybe you and I can collaborate on a couple of things. You know what I'm saying?
You got a deep voice. It kind of reminds me a little bit of Barry White. Maybe we can get some R&B tracks going together.
Baby, come on, baby. Come on, baby.
There it is. I got an ear for talent. I'm trying to tell you. But yeah, Ron, I've been blessed. You read off that list. I feel quite old. Thank you. And The Last Ship is also airing this fall, too, so I'm really proud about that. It comes out on Sundays on TNT.
Wow, that's great. Well, I meant what I said to both of you in the beginning, that I think this is going to be a season hit. I really do. This has got all the ingredients, and it's television that is true. And you don't really find sometimes, you find things that are based on stories, but very seldom you find a true story on a television series. And this has it, my friends. It is called New Amsterdam. It stars our two guests, Freema Agyeman.
Amazing.
And Jocko Sims. Hey, Jocko and Freema, please, and I mean this sincerely, join us again. You are a great guest, and
aww,
I hope the devil that you do very well, and please tell Ryan that I said hello, but I think I really mean it. I think this is going to be a season hit for you, my friends. Okay, great.
Thank you, Freema. Thank you, Jocko.
Okay, bye-bye. Second season, New Amsterdam, it's called. And its new time this season is Sunday evenings at 10 o'clock Eastern Time on NBC. That's Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time on NBC. and it's called The New Amsterdam. And, of course, it has another great season going forward right now. I love that show. And before we bring on our next guest, I want to remind everybody to visit our website, ronsegi.com, R-O-N-S-E-G-G-I.com. When you get there, hit the icon on the homepage that says Listen Live, and you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. We'll be right back.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
World, you're listening to Ron Segi today, and I have to be honest with you, I really like this guy's humor and his talent. He's quite the individual. Got a great story to tell. In fact, he's got a Netflix comedy special coming up called Joy Coy, Live from Seattle. We're going to talk to him about comedy and how he got to the point where he is now, because the material is great. Joe Coy joins us right now. Hi, Joe. How you doing?
Hey,
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for joining us. I meant what I said. You know, I've seen you so many times on Chelsea lately, of course, doing, you know, 100 episodes or something. I saw you on The Tonight Show, and I enjoyed the Comedy Central Don't Make Him Angry and Lights Out. But before I went on the air today, I went on YouTube, and I watched some of the other routines. And, you know, you're a funny guy, really. I mean, your material, your timing, it is so relatable, it is scary. You know that, Joe?
Thank you so much. I mean, I've always been a fan of the storytellers. You know, that's the style of comedy I always liked. Where,
sure.
You know, where they do, you know, they basically talk about family or their kids or anything that's more relatable. I always enjoyed hearing that style of comedy. So when I started stand-up, I was like, that's the route I'm going to go. And I've enjoyed it ever since.
Well, I think the reason being that is because it's so relatable. I mean, everybody's got a family member they can relate to that you bring into the picture. But this is what I found kind of unique, all right? You credit your mother for your comedic talents and your acting talents, and she was an individual who really promoted the fact that you should get into show business because she had you performing for your family and your friends. Usually what happens is they say, oh, no, my son, he's going to become a doctor, you know, or he's going to become, you know, he's going to do autopsies or something. Okay,
so for sure. You know, what's crazy is, you know, she still took that. You know, of course, it's all about the talent when we're growing up as kids, but, you know, the minute we start having to, you know, grow up and move out on our own, that's when, you know, the mom kicked in, and she's like, you should become a nurse, Joseph, you know, so don't worry about that talent anymore. It's time to get a real job. The cool thing is she indirectly, you know, got me with that little acting buzz, you know. I felt it at a young age, and I didn't want to let it go, so I pursued it.
Well, you know, what's funny is that, and you're right, mothers will say, fathers not so many times, but mothers will say, I want you to do this. I want you to become president. I want you to become, you know, a great movie actor, but can you do it from home so that you don't have to leave?
Exactly.
Can you do it from, but here's the thing that I kind of found unique. Now, you get this, you know, talent, you get this support from her, and then in so many routines, you turn. You turn on her, you know. You use her as fodder, which is funny. How does she take that? She said, boy, I told my son to do this, and now I'm the center of attention. You tell so many stories about your mom. Can't help but she sits back and thinks, maybe he should have become a doctor. I wouldn't be so well known as the material for his material.
Yeah, actually, she loves it, man. She can't get enough of the attention. So, you know, I feel good about that. She really likes it when I, you know, tell the stories. And, you know, I also do the ones where they're, you know, very self-deprecating,
sure.
You know, where I make myself look bad and, you know, just to let other people, you know, that can relate to whatever I'm saying, they go, yeah, hey, at least he's making fun of himself, so I can laugh at myself, too. And I think I do that with my mom, too, to where it's like, you know, I make fun of myself so she can laugh at herself as well. So she loves it, man. She enjoys it.
That's great. Anybody in this business for any length of time knows that when you went on The Tonight Show with Johnny and you were called over to the couch, it was like being ordained. You know, I mean, holy man, I'm over to the couch.
Yeah.
But you had something happen to you on The Tonight Show with Jay that was very unusual, and that is you got a standing ovation.
Yeah, that was nuts, man. I still remember the day when they all stood. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Absolutely nuts. And I remember Jay telling me, he was like, I can't believe you got a standing ovation.
Yeah.
He was like, when I was a kid, when I used to do it with Johnny, man, I never got a standing ovation. He was so funny about it. And he goes, because I wasn't even supposed to sit at the desk with him.
Uh-huh.
That's the funny thing. I was supposed to stand on my mark, and we were supposed to go to commercial together. And when I got that standing O, I looked to my right, and Jay's by his desk, and he's waving me over. He's like, get over here.
That's funny.
And we went to commercial, and he was like, hey, I couldn't just let you stand there with a standing ovation. He was like, I had to talk to you at the couch, man. So, yeah, that was great, man.
That's
I was still working at Nordstrom Rack. I was working at a department store during that time, so I didn't know how many people watched The Tonight Show until the next day. I'm getting shoes for people, and every other person was just like, hey, good job on The Tonight Show. Can I get this in a size 9, please?
No, are you serious? That's funny.
Oh, yeah. Brought me right back to reality so fast.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll wake you up. That's like when you come home, and, you know, like at 1 o'clock in the morning, I used to come home from performing, and my wife would say, can you take out the garbage? What do you mean, take out the garbage? I just
heard
all these people analyzing.
Don't
you know who I am? Do you know who you're sleeping with, lady? Tell us about the Netflix comedy coming up live from Seattle.
Joe Coy.
I thought that, and somebody here in my staff wrote down Joy, and I'm thinking to myself, something must have happened during the interpretation of this thing.
Yeah, okay. It's Joquoy, yeah, yeah. But, you know, Adam Carolla always does that, too. It's so funny. I've known Adam for so many damn years, and he still calls me Joquoy. So
he's a funny guy.
It's kind of haunted me, but, hey, as long as people are saying my name, I'm good.
That's it. So tell us about the special, though.
Yeah, I shot that in Seattle, Washington. That's my hometown. So my third special, I was like, I got to go home with this one. You know, I want to see my friends. I want to represent Seattle where I grew up, and that's where stand up, you know, took over me when I was in Seattle. That's when I knew I wanted to become a comedian. So
that's great.
Had to go back to Seattle.
Is that airing now, Joe?
Yeah, it's streaming live right now.
Yeah,
streaming live. It's streaming now on Netflix. So as long as you got Netflix, you can check out the new special.
Now you're touring as we speak too, right?
Oh yeah, nonstop. I never stop doing that. I got to. I'm addicted.
Now, what is your website so people can go to it and grab all the dates?
Joquoy, JOKOY.com.
Are you going to be in Orlando at all in the next few months?
Oh yeah, for sure. We're going to be there real soon, to be honest, at the Hard Rock. So I can't wait.
Oh,
that's going to be huge.
It's about a half a mile from my house, the Hard Rock. Yeah, so I'm going to have to check that out and go over there and say hi to you. There's no doubt about it. I love your work. I really do. You're a funny, funny man. And I congratulate you on your current work with the Lupus Foundation. Congratulations on that, Joe.
Thank you. Yeah, it's you know, my sister has lupus, so you know I find a way to help her out, and I found a way to help her out, and that's you know, whenever she's involved, it makes her happy. It, you know, keeps her mind active and off of the, you know, her sickness. So yeah, lupus, it's great, man. It's such a great organization, and we've raised a lot of money. So
good.
We'll stop.
Good for you. Well, Joe, please tell Art you can come back any time. We love having you on the show. You're, as I said, you're a funny guy and a talented guy, and of course Netflix comedy special Joquoy Live from Seattle is now available on Netflix, and look forward to seeing you down here when you get to Central Florida, my friend.
Oh, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it.
Okay, great. Keep up the good work, Joe.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
You got to watch him. If you have not seen him, you got to Joquoy. He's got some great material.
Thank you, boss. Take care.
And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
For your mom or dad, but don't know where to start?
Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
That's going to wrap things up with hour number one of Ron Sedgy today on this extended 4th of July weekend, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests, and they include Robert Townsend, Kyle Petty, Prima Edgeman, and Jocko Sims from New Amsterdam, and comedian Joe Coy. Next hour, author Tom Clavin will talk about a new book he's got about Wild Bill Hickok. I love this kind of material. Richard Engel will be calling us from Afghanistan. He is the NBC Chief News Foreign Correspondent. And then Steve Coogan will be here, a great actor, chatting to us from England. And we'll talk to Delaney Simmons about a new way to watch TV. That's coming up next hour.